VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ashley. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. This is your host, Ashley. I wonder if any of you get tired of modern life from time to time, just like I do. I mean, yeah, living in the digital era is great. It's indeed convenient, but it can get kind of irritating sometimes, doesn't it? For example, you might just want to chill out and do nothing, but messages keep popping up on your phone screen. Or you're scrolling through your Instagram, trying to catch up on what your friends are doing, but end up feeling your confidence shattered. In times like this, I would rather live in the past, where people never get annoyed or stressed out. Just imagine living in a lovely cottage instead of an ugly cement jungle, enjoying the bright sunshine, warm breeze, and fragrant flowers every single day. How pleasant it would be! Well, if you agree with what I've just said, today's video will totally change your mind, and you will be more than happy to find out you're born in this century. In fact, this video reveals some shockingly disgusting facts about the past. But before we go check that out, let's get to our sentence of the day. And when you walk home at night, the ground you tread upon is probably nicely paved and relatively clean. 而当你晚上走回家时，踩到的地面大概都铺好了地砖，且相对的干净。那我们来看发音的部分，首先是 tread upon 这一组词 ，tread upon。那这里的 tread T R E A D， 它的 E A 我们是要发 a 的声音。那以及这个字和下一个字 upon 可以形成连音，我们念成 tread upon， tread upon。那第二个字 probably 它的重音在第一音节，第二个音节的母音 a 我们要发弱化母音 a 的声音，所以念成 probably。 第三个字是 relatively， 那 relatively 的重音在第一个音节，第一个音节的母音 e 我们要发短母音 a 的声音，第二个音节的母音 a 和上一个字 probably 一样，是发弱化母音 a，所以这个字念成 relatively。 And when you walk home at night, the ground you tread upon is probably nicely paved and relatively clean. 那接下来我们来看单字的部分，首先第一个单字是 tread， 踩踏。这个字的过去式和过去分词可以直接加 ed， 也就是 treaded， 不过这个动词的三态也可以是不规则的，那就是 tread， trod，trodden。 那另外有一个字叫做 treadmill， T-R-E-A-D-M-I-L-L， 它的前半也有 tread 这个字，那这个字的意思是跑步机，一直踩一直踩的感觉。那我们来看一个例句， Oh my, did you see that snake over there? Be careful and don't tread on it. 我的天哪，你有看到那边那条蛇吗？小心别踩到了。那我们要讲的第二个单字是 pave， 这是个动词，它的意思是铺路的那个铺。比如说 ，The government has paved wide bicycle lanes for cyclists。政府已经为自行车骑士铺设宽敞的脚踏车道。那或者是我们还可以看另外一个动词片语，叫做 pave the way for something。pave the way for something。那这句话的意思是，为点点点铺路，或者是为什么事情奠定良好的发展基础。例如 ，Madame Curie's discovery had paved the way for research on radioactivity。居里夫人的发现对于辐射线方面的研究很有帮助。那 pave 这个字也有一个名词形态的单字叫做 pavement。pavement， 那这个字的意思就是人行道。好。 那我们的最后一个单字是 relatively， 相对的。这个字通常会用在比较的情境当中，例如 house prices are relatively high here， 这里的房价相对的高。这个字的形容词形态就是把 ly 去掉，那变成 relative， 是相对的的意思。不过 relative 除了当形容词代表相对的之外，它还有一个名词的意思，名词的意思叫做亲戚。所以造一个例句， My new teacher is a distant relative of mine whom I hardly met. 我的新老师是个我几乎没见过面的远亲。Okay, that's it for today. It's really easy for us to take a lot of things in our life for granted. Humans have come a long way when it comes to keeping our environment clean and ourselves healthy. However, there's still a lot of work to do. Many places are still seriously polluted. And also, it is still important to wear masks and wash your hands frequently.What is something that you think is also important enough for people to make an effort to change? Comment below and don't forget to also leave your recordings. I'll see you next time.